I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, federal officials announced a new round of funding to help tribes access clean drinking water, and a nonprofit organization found a way to help Alaska veterans during the cold winter months. These are your stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas, filling in for Antonia Gonzalez. Federal officials announced a new round of funding to help tribes access clean drinking water. As Alex Hager reports from the Mountain West News Bureau, that includes nearly $35 million for tribes in Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Wyoming. Alaskan winters are some of the coldest winters in the world. With record-breaking snowfalls and temperatures reaching the negatives, Alaskans prepare months ahead of time for the long, cold winter months. For some people, even staying warm becomes a challenge and is the reality for many veterans living in Alaska, including Native veterans. Jesse Lakin is a combat veteran who served two deployments in Iraq. After his service, he moved to Alaska and started volunteering for organizations such as the National Wild Turkey Federation and helped create a nonprofit called Battle Dogs, helping veterans suffering from PTSD and addiction. A few years after Lakin moved to Alaska, he spoke to an Alaska State Trooper who said he had just delivered firewood to a veteran and told him of the dire situation many veterans face in Alaska. Lakin says the four veterans who died all showed signs of struggle when they were found. They had burned all of their wood furniture, and their oven doors were found open, indicating they tried to warm their homes with the oven. He said he knew he had to do something. The project started out small, with Lakin and some veteran friends reaching out to other veterans to deliver firewood and remove snow from by their home. He soon changed the name to the Alaska Warrior Partnership. Here is Lakin talking about one of his experiences. But the story has a happy ending. Lakin says he's responded to many residences in similar situations. More information about the program is posted on the American Warrior Partnership Facebook page. And now for a correction for a story that aired Thursday in which we misidentified a quote in a story about Alaska Representative Mary Peltola's bid for re-election. The quote was not from her opponent, Nick Begich, but his uncle, former U.S. Senator Mark Begich. I'm Jill Freitas.